We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas, David Memarachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov, Mepinichos Aleihu, we are in Yevamos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet. HaCheresh Shenechlatz, V'HaCholetz, V'HaCheresh Shecholza, V'HaCholetz is Lekotan, Chalitzasa Psula. In all of these cases, we're going to say that the Chalitza is going to be disqualified. What's the first case? Cheresh Shenechlatz. That's where the Yevam is Cheresh. He's a deaf mute. So if the Chalitza is done by him, and we say Nechlatz because he's passive, he's not a Bardas, so she removes the shoe from him. But therefore, the Cheresh Shenechlatz, that's going to be possible. We'll see. You explain that in a moment. And the Cheresh Shecholza, she does the Masa Chalitza. She is the Yevama also. So it's possible. And v'acholetzas l'katan, person or woman who does the chalitza to a katan, to a yavam, where the yavam is under 13 or doesn't have two saros, the chalitza is possible. So what's the reason why this is? So you have a machlok, as we've shown him. The case of cheresh shenechlat or cheresh shechotza, the reason why it's not effective, according to one opinion, is because they can't read the psukim that they're supposed to read. They're deaf-mute. And therefore, the halacha would be, if they're just mute, that would also be ineffective for them. I would say, didn't we learn that the kriya of the psukim is not ma'akev? Yeah, that's where you have the potential to read. If you don't have the potential to read, then it is ma'akev. We have that concept other places in Shas as well. And others say, no, the reason why the cheresh and the chereshes, the chalitz is possible, because they're not a bar das. They don't have das, and therefore it's not going to be effective. And that's the reason for the deaf mute. If you just mute, then the reason then would be the problem of kriya. Then, and the Mishnah says, what about the choletzes lekatan? So choletzes lekatan, the chalitz is possible. The halacha there would be, after that chalitza, she would not be able to have yibum by one of the other brothers, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. She would need a chalitza from one of the other brothers to be matir her, because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that the chalitza of a katan will passel her from having yibum from one of the other from one of the other brothers. The Chachamim hold, no, the chalitza of a katan is meaningless, and therefore she doesn't come possible from having Yibum from one of the other brothers. Cheresh Shecholza, so we said that that's not going to be effective. What then should we do? So then you need Yibum. Yibum would only be a way to effect a Cheresh, obviously, and not through chalitza. Then the Mishnah says, Kitana Shecholza, let's say you have where the woman or the girl, she's a girl, so the Yavama is a Ketana, and she does Chalitza to a Gadol, where the Yavama is a Gadol. So says the Mishnah, Tachlots Mishnah Tagdil. Then Chalitza should be done again after she becomes a Gadola, she becomes Bat Mitzvah, in order to be, so she could be Matir herself to someone else, she has to do the Chalitza ceremony again. Vimlo Chalitza, if she did not do Chalitza after she became Bat Mitzvah, Chalitza sa Psula, then the Chalitza is going to be possible. Why? Because she did this, Yavama did it when she was a Ketana. Some have a Girsa that it's true she should not do so when she's a Ketana, but if she did and she didn't do Chalitza again when she was a Gedola, some say Chalitza sa Kshera, which means that b'dieved the Chalitza of Ketana is going to be effective. Why should that be? The Mepharshim explained the difference between a Katan and a Ketana. A Katan is excluded based on the pasuk says Vimlo Yachpots Ha'ish. So Ish teaches us Ish v'lo Katan. But the word Isha is not mentioned in the Parsha at all. The ones who say Chalitzasa Psula, even for a Ketana, is because we make a Hekesh, a comparison between Isha la'ish. Perek Yudbeis Mishnah Hey Chaltza Bishnayim. O Bishlosha V'nimtza Echon Mehen Karov Opasel. He have a case, we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, the Perek, that a mitzvah chalitza should be done in front of a beis din. We said of a beis din, and then we need, in order to be mefarsem adavar, to publicize it, we had on two other people, there are five people, but three people have to make up a beis din. They don't have to be mumchim, with smicha, but they have to know halachos, they have to know, be able to read the psukim, and the other two extra people do not. So here we have a case where the beis din did not consist of three people, chaltza b'shnayim, there are only two people, or Or let's say you did have three people, but obishlosha, but v'nimtzo echad mehem karov or pasul, you found out that one of the dayanim was a relative to the yavam or the yavamah, which obviously would disqualify that person, or the person was pasul to be a dayan, pasul to be a witness, pasul to be a dayan. So we end up with only three, or with only two dayanim ksherim. So the Mishnah says chalitza sapsula, then the chalitza would be pasul, says the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Asanar, Machshirin. They allow the chalitza even with less than three. And then the Mishnah says, they say, why is that? You don't need any judge, in fact, according to them. And the explanation is as follows. The Mishnah really supports us with a maaseh. Umaseh, and then there was a story to show that chalitza can be effective by the evid without a beis din. Be'echad shecholatz beino leveino beveis ha'asurin. You had a case where there were two edim who saw from the outside, but there was no beis din. And we saw that the man, the Yavam, did chalitza to the Yavam. Well, this was happening in prison. Uba Maisel Fnei Rabbi Akiva, and the case came in front of Akiva v'hichshir, and he was machshir the chalitza. In fact, the Gemara says that it wasn't just the maaser came in front of Rabbi Akiva. It means that Rabbi Akiva was in jail at that time. And they came to him, and he was machshirit. And the Yushalmi has an interesting story. Just one very small Gemara, when it says, Beveis ha'asurim hayamase, he says that Rabbi Yochanan Asanar, now he is one of the opinions here, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Asanar, who is machshir this. And it was based on the maaser with Rabbi Akiva. What happened there? So the Gemara here says in Yushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan Asanar, avad garme rochel. He made himself into a peddler, Yoma Avar, specifically to try to get, ask the Shaila to Rabbi Akiva. Avar Garme Rochel, Yoma Avar Kome Beis Chavish. They passed by the prison, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was. Vahava Machriz, Vahamar, my boy Machatin, my boy Tzinorin. So he came, he was making announcements as a peddler. So, and Rabbi Akiva could hear him, but this was really a disguise. He says, does anyone want to buy needles? Anyone want to buy hooks for knitting? So, and then he asked one other question along with that. Chalta beino leveino mahu. And what's the halacha if chalitza is done just between the husband and wife and there's no beis din? So, odikle Rabbi Akiva min kavsa. So Rabbi Akiva heard, he looked out the window. Mefarshim say, that here, that this was done, he was like a rochel, Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar, ha'machzir ba'yarosim, schora shalo yargishu, and what's Odik? Heitzitz Rabbi Akiva min chalon shal beis ha'asurim, and he answered, v'heishivu gam kein beremez, the Mefarshim say. And what did he respond? Amalei islach kushin, islach kasher. So he said back to him, he says, do you have kushin, which are spindles? Do you have kosher, which sounds the same? The point was, he said back to him the following, and the Mefarshim explained, Kadesha lo yavinu hashomrim. So the guards wouldn't understand, she'oskim b'divrei Torah, she'gzeres ha'malchus soysa shalo lasak b'divrei Torah, l'kach hayum mavliim hasha'elos fatshuvos b'mili de'olma. Try to swallow up and disguise the questions and the answers, but the answer that he gave was exactly what we said. He said that this was going to be acceptable. Beino leveino is going to be kosher.